More than the numbers, more than the rankings, what I really look forward to every time I release a new episode every week is your feedback. The feedback from you guys, my listeners. And kapag the next day pagising ko, makareceive ako ng message na we're listening now or tawang-tawa ako sa part na to. And ang pinaka-favorite ko talagang message na nare-receive is yung grabe, I wanted to join the conversation or it felt like nagchichikahan lang tayo. Those messages meant more than anything to me. And kahit na hindi ka pa makita kung ilan na yung nakinig, kung ilan na yung followers ko sa mga listening platforms or sa mga streaming platforms, hindi ko na naisip because ang mas mahalaga for me is yung feedback niyo and yung appreciation niyo sa bawat episode na nire-release ko for All the Love Action. Maybe this is love. Hi! Welcome to All the Love Action. Hello and welcome to the 10th episode of All the Love Action, your weekly podcast that serves you a dose of anything you love under the scorching sun. And narinig nyo nga yun ng tama, ito na ang ating 10th episode or kung sa Filipino, ikasampu, kung sa Spanish naman ay diez. I tried to be trilingual on that part. And kung nakita nyo nga ang post ko sa social media, you already know that this will be my last episode before taking a quick break, I promise. Sobrang bilis lang ng break na to, hindi mo na mararamdaman. Sa ating 9th episode ay pinag-usapan natin ang inyong K-pop favorites with the title Oppa Saranghae, Hear It K-pop with Vince and Darla. And sobrang na-appreciate ko yung insights and comments ni Vince and Darla sa K-pop industry. And you guys also loved the episode and nagme-message kayo sa akin na ito yung mga favorite K-pop groups nyo or sana kasali kayo sa conversation na yon. Or gusto nyo rin mag-reach out kay Vince and Darla para makipag-chikahan about K-pop. But if you are new to this podcast, hi, I'm X-Chan. This is All the Love X-Chan. We talk about anything fun under the scorching sun in this podcast. Well, kung ito yung first episode na mapapakinggan mo, I apologize. Because this is the 10th episode and this will be my last episode nga before taking a quick break, before taking a hiatus. But kahit na ito na nga ang ating last episode before that break, I normal pa rin ang mga bagay-bagay dito sa All the Love X-Chan. At ito pa rin ang aking ex-love list or yung mga bagay na minhal ko for the past week. And I only have two things to share with you guys today. Unang-una sa lahat ay si Manny MUA or minsan tinatawag ko siyang Manny Mua. Because recently I've been trying to do makeup nga ganyan. And I tried watching different YouTubers like James Charles, Bretman Rock, Patrick Starr, and mas nagustuhan ko yung teaching style ni Manny. Like for me kasi it's important nga as a beginner or as a starter na malaman talaga kung para saan yung mga steps and why are you doing this, like how is it gonna contribute to the whole look, or parang yung isang part na to, why do you have to focus on it, like is the skill really that hard, ganyan. Dun ko siya mas nalalaman through Manny and I felt super connected with him and he is such a good teacher. Plus, he's super funny too. And ang next sa aking listahan ay ang movie na Alone Together. Ngayon ko lang ito napanood kasi hindi ko siya napanood sa cinemas before. Ngayon nilagay na siya sa Netflix so I finally had the time to watch it while eating dinner. And it stars Enrique Hill and Liza Soberano. And to be completely honest, I really liked the film. Aside from the fact na yung setting, well, for the most part, was in UP. So it really made me nostalgic and it brought back so many memories of my college life. But it also triggered a lot of thoughts in me, actually. Like, there were a lot of introspection about dreams, about success, about the meaning of success. And, of course, love. Parang nung college naman ako, wala naman akong ganitong type of love. Nagdrama na naman siya. And that's it for my ex-love list this week. bago ulit tayo makapag-usap about my ex love list. It's gonna take some time, but for the 10th episode, ito nga, si Manny Mua and Alone Together. If you don't watch Manny's vlogs on YouTube, you can always find him there for some makeup tutorials. And of course, if you haven't seen Alone Together, it's always on Netflix. Just play that movie if you have the time or this weekend. If you have other questions about these two things that I have loved in the past week, pwede nga rin yan i-message sa akin at all the love action. Pero, unahin muna natin ang ating question of the week na, actually wala. Tinanong ko lang kayo kung meron ba kayong gusto itanong sa akin in return. Kasi parang every week ako yung tanong ng tanong sa inyo and nagbibigay kayo ng very insightful answers and I truly love them. So this time, ako naman yung tanongin nyo and ako yung gisahin nyo. And I'm gonna try to answer all your questions truthfully 100% in our next segment. Don't go away, All the Love X-Chan will be right back. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChan@gmail.com. All the Love X-Chan releases its episode every Wednesday. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. Hello and welcome back to All the Love X-Chan. We have now reached the main segment of our program. And ang title ng episode natin today ay, This is Love. And alam ko marami nagtatanong sa inyo, bakit ako nasa quote-unquote last episode ng All the Love X-Chan? And to be completely honest, ang answer ko lang dyan is, I really just wanna take a quick break, get some rest. Because I think some of you already know this, like if you personally message me or talk to me about this podcast, like it's not easy to produce a podcast with a one-man team by yourself. But at the end of the day, I love doing this, don't get me wrong. This is the thing that I have been looking forward to every single week for the past 10 weeks. Like, nag-start lahat ng to September 16, and since then, we've been releasing new episodes of All the Love X-Chan, and I really love all the topics that we have discussed so far, and all the guests I invited here on the show, like si Anna for the travel, Erica and Laika for modern dating, and si Vince and si Darla for K-pop. I truly appreciated my friends for saying yes to guests to the program kahit na... kahit na hindi naman ganun kasikat yung show and kahit na puchu-puchu lang yung numbers natin, they said yes because we are friends. And sabi nga nila, you can always take breaks, you can always get some rest, but resting is not quitting. All the Love X-Chan will be back stronger than ever. I'm just gonna get some naps. And I'm gonna try to bring back the energy that I've had in starting this podcast. And just like what I've said earlier, this episode will all be about your questions for me. And meron kayong mga sinend na questions actually. So simulan na natin ang pagsagot. Unang-una para kay Darla, ang tanong niya for me ay, what do you look for po in a jowa? Alam mo ngayon, Darla, hindi na ako naghahanap. Wow. Sumuko na lang siya maghanap ng jowa eh. No? But to be completely honest, like ano ba? I think I've been single for more than 2 years now and I'm gonna say that I tried naman talaga to look for a jowa or to find a partner in life ganyan. Pero hindi tayo fortunate. Meron tayong mga nami-meet ganyan pero hindi tumatagal, usually hanggang usap lang or usually a few dates ganyan and then something comes up na out of nowhere magiging dahilan pala para mag-stop yung kung ano mang meron kami nung panahon na yon. But what do I look for? Actually, nagkaroon ng time nga na sinulat ko talaga sa notebook ko kung ano yung mga hinahanap ko sa isang guy. para ma-define ko talaga or para makita ko visually yung characteristics na hinahanap ko. Well, if we're talking about physical characteristics, well, sana taller than me. Tapos, well, ito yung typical type ko talaga. Singkit or dito, medyo maliit yung eyes. Tapos, or chinito, yun talaga yung description. Tapos, wait lang. Kukunin ko na nga lang yung notebook ko. Wait lang ah. Ayan, nahanap ko na. It's here with me. So, sa height, ayan nga, taller than me. And then, sa body type, hindi naman ako maarte talaga sa body type. Sa hair, clean cut, ayan, or any short type of haircut. Nakakatawa talaga na sinulat ko to lahat dito. Sa lips naman, eto, like, I'm very specific. I love them full lips. And kung mag-move naman tayo beyond the physical characteristics, sa personality, gusto ko yung kahit hindi naman super funny but can take a joke and yung kaya makipag back and forth sa akin ng mga jokes actually. Like pag nag-joke ako, dadagdagan niya yung joke ko ng something funnier or basta magtutuloy yung joke. And yung guy na kaya rin nakipagbiraan sa friends ko, ganyan. Next is goal-driven. I mean, sure naman ako na lahat tayo yun yung gusto natin. Knows how to... Ano itong sinulat ko? Knows how to... Oh my God, hindi ko maintindihan. But pero yung next part ay doesn't settle for mediocrity, always wants to keep on getting better. Ayan. Actually, kasi I think yung relationship ko before, I think nagsettle siya for less in terms of his career. So I think for me, that was a little bit of a turnoff. And other ano characteristics, yung mga parang galing GMRC, good manners and right conduct. Respectful, sensitive, emotionally available. Oh my God, that is very important. Emotionally mature, caring, thoughtful, sweet. For the hobbies naman, well, gusto ko yung masasabayan talaga yung lifestyle ko. Kahit na hindi super confident but can handle himself in a crowd or kaya makipag-usap sa mga strangers, ganyan. I mean, I'm not always like that, but when I'm in a crowd that I know I need to interact with, I do it. Ano pa bang nakalagay dito? Other things. Ito, yung mga preferences lang din. Would like to get married, would like to have children, knows how to drive, has a firm handshake. Nakakatawa yung mga sinulat ko dito. Ayan. Has a nice set of teeth. Wow, very, very particular pala. And ayun, that's what I am looking for in a jowa. I'm not sure if mahahanap ko or makikita ko tong person na to. But it's actually nice to have your standards lay out and to have the characteristics, either physical or yung behavioral na hinahanap mo sa isang person in your notebook. Thank you, Darla, for that question. Hayaan mo, kapag na-meet ko na tong person na to or yung jowa ko, papakilala ko sa'yo agad. I'm gonna message you right away and in 3 words, I found him. Ganon. Next naman na ating question for me, from you guys, ay galing kay Steph. Hi, Steph. Sabi niya, what is your favorite 1D song of all time? And I think I have answered this before sa mga situations kapag tinanong ako ng friends ko na alam nila na fan nga ako ng One Direction and they are a huge part of my life, especially nung college. Ang favorite song ko of all time ng 1D ay Kiss You talaga. And there's a reason behind it because I remember back in college, gumising talaga ako ng sobrang aga para mapakinggan yung song na to and para mapanood agad yung music video ng song na to. Naalala ko nga, tinanong ako ng pinsan ko na kasama ko nun dati sa dorm na bakit ang aga kong nagising for that day, hindi pa naman ako papasok for my class. And sinabi ko na I was waiting for the music video release of Kiss You. And favorite ko rin tong song na to kasi nga sobrang favorite ko yung mga verses ni Zayn sa kantang to and sobrang animated niya sa MV na to. Yung next question naman ay from Laika. Ang sabi lang ni Laika ay very simple. Ang question ko ay bakit? And I suppose you're asking why this is the last episode of All the Love Extran. And ayun, I already answered it. I'm just gonna take a quick break to be completely honest. Yun lang talaga yung reason behind it. But my comeback will be worth it. That I can firmly say to you. Next naman from Erica. Hi Erica, ang question niya ay, what makes you feel alive? This is actually a good question. But I can honestly say that I feel the most alive when I'm in concerts or when I'm in a crowd. Tapos alam niyo yung moment na sobrang nasa moment ka. You close your eyes, you listen to the music that's playing, or you listen to the artist na kumakanta sa concert, and then you just feel the energy from the crowd na sobrang saya, sobrang hyped. Ako, minsan ginagawa ko yun eh, kapag nasa crowd ako na sobrang saya lang. I close my eyes and absorb the moment, and I really feel super alive in those moments. And I actually miss? I actually miss that feeling. And hindi ko alam kung kailan ulit, but to answer Erica's question, that's what makes me feel alive. And last but definitely not the least, it's a series of questions actually from Anna. Sabi ko nga sa kanya, wow, ang dami pala niyang entry. So her first question is, what's one good thing that happened lately? What's one good thing that happened lately? It sounds really simple, but for me, this is something good. Wala na akong backlog sa work. Like, for the past few days, I've been trying to catch up with my workload. And officially, yesterday actually, natapos ko na lahat ng backlog ko. I am on time. We are back in the timeline. We are back on the schedule. And I appreciate that. Like, ako kasi ayoko nung medyo na pag-iiwanan. Like, if I can be a step ahead of things, I will do it. Or kung malilate man, hindi naman super ganun kalate. Basta, I try to be always on time sa tasks. Pero pag nakikipag-meet up, alam to ng friends ko, for the most part, late ako. And I'm sorry about that, I promise. Next naman yung question ay, what's one bad thing or one difficult thing that happened lately? Actually, recording this episode, no, we're gonna go meta in this recording. And ayun, recording this episode kasi yung kapitbahay namin, medyo may noise. Medyo may noise na nanggagaling sa kanilang area. So I have to control the sound levels para hindi nyo marinig yung kanilang ano bang nice word to say. Their contribution to the sound vibrations. And lastly, eto na talaga, sabi niya, one thing you're looking forward to. One thing I'm looking forward to. Well, today, I made a semi-big purchase online. And this is actually my holiday gift for myself, from me to me. So I'm most definitely looking forward to getting this gift. Medyo napaaga lang. Alam ko November pa lang. Pero ayun, hindi na ako sasabay sa holiday rush or sa holiday shopping rush. And mauna na ako. And para sa December, ang iisipin ko na lang is yung gifts ko for my relatives and for my friends. And that's it for the main segment of All the Love Extran titled This is Love. I appreciated all your questions, guys. And kung pwede nga lang napag-usapan natin to in real person. And sa mga nagtanong nga sa question of the week for this week, I miss you all so much. And I can't wait to see you guys again in person. We're gonna take a quick break and I'm gonna see you on the flip side. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChan@gmail.com. All the Love XChan releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. You are still tuned in to All the Love XChan, and since yung main segment nga natin ay all about the questions you asked me, we're gonna skip a segment. So typically yung part natin, nababasahin natin yung answers nyo sa ating question of the week, nagawa na natin. And we're gonna head right into the what do I love in this week's episode, or yung quick recap ko nga ng episode na to. Wow, that episode was fast. Ang unang-una sa aking listahan ay new friends. Actually, in building this episode or in producing this content, I gained new friends, or parang I rekindled my old friendships, and we're finally in communication again. Tapos, merong mga new friends like nagsasabi na they learned the podcast through a friend of mine na nirecommend na pakinggan nila, ganyan. And usually, I appreciate really the feedback from these people. And ako, I love meeting new friends. Like, kahit na ganito nga yung situation natin ngayon, like, meeting new people is a blessing. Next naman ay, through the past 10 weeks, we were able to build a community. And All the Love Action community na kaya pag-usapan kahit anong bakay, actually. Kahit nasabihin ng ilang ibang tao na mababaw yan, like yung TV series episode natin or yung music, ganyan. We try to make it deeper, and we try to make the discussion much, much more insightful and more than meets the eye. Yung ganong type of discussion. And lastly, sa aking listahan ng what do I love in this week's episode ay I love that you guys welcomed this podcast into your life. I know that some of you are not big fans of podcasts, and this is your first time, and I appreciate and I'm thankful that this is your first podcast. And para naman sa iba na nakikinig ng podcast na before, tapos they added All the Love Action into their weekly habit, sobrang thankful din ako, kasi kahit na iba yung genre ng mga podcast na yon, you added All the Love Action in there and you continued supporting me through the past 10 weeks. I'm not saying goodbye. I mean, it just sounds like I am, but you know, it's the cancer INFP in me. It's the drama. And on that note, I can finally end this week's episode. That's the shortest episode of All the Love Action, I guess. Thank you so much for tuning in today to today's episode, and I want you guys to know that I am super humbled and I am super grateful for the support that you've been giving me for the past 10 weeks. And I promise this is not the end. Be on the lookout for my updates for season 2. Stay safe, stay healthy. All the love, XChan.